I am Matthew Attiliel and I'm reading Ken Lowell's Memories of North Bourne and Bourne in the 1940s. I lived in Rochester Road and went to Bourne State School from 1935 to 1942, and I wandered during weekends with mates. We discovered Glass Creek, named after Hugh Glass, a squatter in Gordon Barnard Reserve, where the council built a pool in 1962. In 1862, Hugh Glass could have been the richest man in Victoria, worth £800,000. By the mid-1860s, he owned 35,000 acres and later became bankrupt. We followed the creek to Maclay, earlier Myrtle Park, 38 acres in Belmore Road, purchased by the council in 1923. Glass Creek was later barrelled, the area becoming a tip. The council constructed Greythorne Road in 1938. We often stopped at a dam near Grenthorne Avenue, north of Belmore Road, where we caught yabbies. Entering the water in bare feet, waiting until the yabby nipped our toes, pick it up and place it in a jam tin filled with water. We entered the wildlife sanctuary, not paying an entry fee, by climbing pine trees on its northern boundary, dropping over the fence. Sometimes we saw the drag carrying visitors from the Mont Albert tram terminus. A Bourne friend, Lloyd Holyoake, and his mates would sometimes hire horses from a Coles riding school, don cowboy hats and tie handkerchiefs over their faces. Brandishing toy pistols, they would hold up the drag to the delight of the passengers. The riding school was in Brenbeal Street in the early 1940s. It later moved to Kenny's Paddock, bounded by Caravan Street, Belmore and Union Roads. McColl's hired horses by the hour, conducting trail rides along McShane Street, then Walnut Street, ending at the Yarra River near Bulleen Road. Mrs. McColl, driving a jinker, followed with afternoon tea. Older school kids told us that orchardists fired saltpeter at intruders. We look for orchards with tasty fruit, for example, Fingers Lemon Orchard. Another citrus orchard was in these current streets, Lemon, Lime and Citrus near Swain Street and Greythorne Road. We found an apple orchard in Doncaster Road and with our shirt solidly anchored by our trouser belts carried a considerable number home. When war broke out in 1939, Australia lost 95% of its fruit export market. We also made our way to the Coonung Creek via paddocks in Hedderwick and Clifton Street, seeing small wooden pegs in the grass put there by surveyors during the 1920s. On the Doncaster side of the creek were the Morningstar Hotel remains, de-licensed in 1917. The Morningstar Foundry occupied the site in the late 1940s. In 1955, my wife Lorraine and I moved into our new house in Hedderwick Street.